Our next guest is going to help small businesses, I think, maybe get some ideas of where they can tap into that capital. Jeff Van Winkle is a partner at Clark Hill, former president of the Small Business Association, on the line with us right now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be on the phone with you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you joining us this morning. So when we talk about small business owners who need that financial backing, what do they need to know about the current lending environment?
They need to know that the world is different than it was if they've been in business for a while. You know, it used to be you could go get a loan and the relationship with the lender counted. And now that gets you in the door. But traditional lending is so formula and regulatorily driven that a checkered credit history is going to be a barrier. That's been an unfortunate surprise for some of my clients that have come through, and many businesses I know that have come through kind of the dark ages, 07, 08, as they've now emerged and they want to grow.
But, and that's tough because a lot of people have friends in the banking business. They say, well, I'll just call my friend at the bank. We'll get a little extra line of credit. That just doesn't happen the way it used to.
You're absolutely right. And then businesses say, well, then now where do I turn? What do I do? Because that can be surprising. So can't be surprised about that going in now.
So where do they turn? I mean, there are other places they can go. There are investors out there that might like to invest in their business, right?
Yeah, you know, since the Jobs Act was passed and Michigan adopted the MILE, which is its version of crowdfunding, and I have a hunch many of your listeners have heard about that, there are ways of finding investors out in the marketplace. But it is changing all the time, and that's where it counts on relationships. So that's an interesting twist. You will not get someone else to invest in your business, whether it's your uncle, which maybe you really don't want, or some unknown party, if they really don't know you and your business. So that's also an important ingredient. There aren't just people flocking to invest in small businesses. The owner has to solicit that interest.
Well, and that's where networking becomes very important, because you may not have a personal relationship with somebody with that money, but you might know somebody that knows somebody that can vouch for you, right?
That's absolutely right. So that gets into, you may find a source. One of the things I encourage all businesses, big and small, to do is make sure that when raising that capital, they figure out how to do it in a way that stands up to scrutiny 5 years down the road when they really do have the capacity to borrow, and they go to a bank and the bank sees that they've been regulatorily and legally compliant. These alternatives have caused a lot of business owners and managers to figure out, to learn more about the law of raising money, which is a good thing. I like people knowing more about the law.
Absolutely. Are there certain businesses, Jeff, that are better suited to bring on investors or borrowers than others?
A business with a big, great idea, right? People are attracted to great ideas. I mean, in the past, I've had a couple of clients, and I've known some folks who have had the changing medical device technology. And it may not be stupendous, you know, and it didn't come out of a big think tank. It's some guy in a garage or in the back shop of a tool and die place. But it's a great idea. That'll attract investors. What discourages them is if you say, yeah, I just want to run my business. I'm not sure exactly how much profit I'll make, but I'd really like to have your money to help me. I mean, folks are saying, you just want a gift. That's not going to inspire investors.
I mean, that's one of the reasons that the show Shark Tank has been so popular. I think people like to watch those people that do have what they at least believe is the next big idea, and then to see it sort of scrutinized, picked apart, and either supported or not supported.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, Shark Tank is a good example of where what I might think is a great idea, someone else is going to look at it and say, that's nuts. But the reverse is also true, right? So it is in the eye of the beholder and what their personal experiences are. And that's where you mentioned networking earlier. Get out and talk to people and keep pursuing those relationships. It can take 5-7 years sometimes while you kind of bootstrap a business along before you find that really good source of investment or capital. I've seen that happen in different kinds of businesses, whether it's a new idea or sometimes just a change on an old idea.
Yeah, there's not a lot of overnight success stories, and even those that look like overnight success stories are still several years in the making, aren't they?
They are. It depends upon attitude. It's tough out there. But there's a lot, I think, the business owner and the folks that they gather around them are inspired by, I heard someone else had success, and that keeps them going. I would say one other thing we haven't talked about, and that is the need to have more than one person, right? So we've been talking about that business owner. I encourage folks, and this is also a good way to attract capital. If you got two or three people who are working on a project, not just one, or who, when you say, yeah, this is my business, and here are the three leaders of it, that really inspires confidence, because not only do you have a good idea, but there are two other people, at least one other person, who are part of this program, this business, and they're part of it.
Yeah, and it's sort of kind of counterintuitive, because a lot of times people think, you know, well, I'm just going to go it alone. I can't afford to bring anybody else on. But there is something to be said about strength in numbers, isn't there?
It is. You know, we think about the classic family business. It was a family business, right? It wasn't dad's business. It was two brothers who then became two uncles because their kids were involved in it. The businesses that don't make it to those next generations are those when everyone walks away and it's just, you know, one nephew holding the bag. So I would say that model of a family business meant it was a family, not just one person of the family.
Yeah. Talking with Jeff Van Winkle about how to access capital if you're a small business owner looking to do that. You mentioned some of the regulatory issues that banks are facing and why it's not as easy to go to the bank to get a loan. What are some other barriers for small businesses in accessing capital?
Sometimes their customers don't do them any service. The customer doesn't present a good plan that shows profitability, that shows stability, and explains prior problems. The bank won't do that for you. Quite honestly, maybe they once did because there's a relationship there, and the relationship still might be there. But if you present unhelpful information, they're kind of stuck with that. So that's a barrier that the business doesn't present itself. And finding the business that is a good fit for the bank. We've all seen the changing guard. Different banks are doing different things. What once used to be a community bank has now been bought by another, and so they're no longer doing community banking. They only do retail banking, right? So another challenge is matching up the bank with the customer. And from the customer end, I don't always know what the bank wants.
Right. So for the small business owner out there that's listening and says, you know, I've really been saddled with not being able to access capital, you say there is hope. There are places you can go. You can find that money. You just got to work a little harder to get it.
Yeah. So, you know, the new models are pretty interesting. And I have some colleagues in the law. You know, the law is not always seen as the most progressive party in town.
Right.
But we've been helpful, I think, in some ways in figuring out ways to make changes. Online lending, as scary as that might sound, there are solid online lenders with good backing out there that have a different model of scoring a business. It's worthwhile for a business that to explore that. It truly is providing access to capital for businesses. And dare I say it again, crowdfunding with its pluses and minuses, there's more to it than just, you know, raising money for a charity these days. Many businesses have found solid financial resources through a crowdfunding website. They have to be careful about it. They have to explore. But those two models are different, and they have been valuable to businesses.
May very well be worth looking into for the right business. Jeff, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
It was a delight to be on. Thank you much.
You take care. Bye now.
Bye now.